Proclamation number 5348 of 31st of March, 1952. Christ's problem. Visible God. You confess me, and thus I also confess you before my Father. One day you will experience for yourselves what this means when you enter the kingdom of peace, where love emanating from me radiates towards you, where the Father embraces you with his love because you have found him through Jesus Christ. Because you have received strength from the treasure of grace acquired on the cross and have accomplished your change of nature with this strength and thus have become love. But without acknowledging my act of salvation you would never find the path to eternal love, for you are too weak of your own strength and irrevocably need my help, my grace and my strength. But I can only give it to you if you acknowledge me as Redeemer of the world. As God's Son, whom eternal love sent to you humans in order to save you. A being, which came forth from me, ascended to earth and received me, the Father, in all fullness within itself. It allowed itself to be completely permeated by my strength of love and was now also able to show the earthly children the path to me, but it only leads by this being, by Jesus Christ. You cannot switch off Jesus Christ, bypass him and believe that you can also reach me in another way. You have to join him, you have to follow him, you have to confess him before the world. Then you will also safely reach your aim. Jesus Christ leads you to me, he brings you to the Father, who has taken on form through him, who now presents himself to you visibly in Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of the world. You will find this difficult to understand, but only as long as you still don't know that my fundamental nature is love, that I am a spirit who fills the whole of infinity and who thus manifested himself in Jesus Christ in order to be a visible God to you humans, to whom you can entrust yourselves like children, who is your Father from eternity and also wants to be loved by you as Father. I and ye are one, for it was my infinite love which drew me to my earthly children, which rescued them from the deepest night, from Satan's bonds through death on the cross. The fact that I used a human form was necessary because Roman 1, as a spirit, could neither suffer nor offer you a visible work of salvation on the cross as long as you were unable to see spiritually yourselves, and only that which was accomplished humanly was impressive to you. Yet this human form was also my work, the soul sheltering in it was my work, only it was externalized as independent in order to bring itself to the highest possible perfection, which the man Jesus also achieved on earth through his love for his fellow human beings and his death on the cross. But love was I myself, who therefore sheltered himself in him as the eternal deity until Jesus ascended to heaven transfigured. You humans cannot separate Jesus Christ from me, for I was in him and therefore he in me. Jesus Christ was love himself, therefore he was also God, who is love in himself. And all beings which shape themselves into love are likewise merged with me and will be allowed to behold me in Jesus Christ, who received me on earth in all fullness, who already accomplished the merger with me on earth and can no longer be apart from me eternally. Amen.